All right. The lead story in the Business Day is how Business Leadership South Africa is desperately trying to get South Africa off the red list in the UK. We do that because it's our largest source country to enjoy and engage in our tourism industry, which of course is about to head into high season. We've also been hearing in the news, of course, as I mentioned, that there was an investigation into whether or not there's been a causal link between the COVID-19 vaccine and fatality. 14.6 million coronavirus vaccines have been administered thus far in the country to approximately 12 million in total, in other words, including the double ups. And about 0.0007% of those were found to have, of fatalities rather, were found to have had COVID-19. The study of these 88 reports were under investigation by SAHPRA and NISEC, or the National Immunization Safety Expert Committee, and their chairperson, who was giving a presentation just yesterday in this regard, Professor Hanley Meyer, will join us now to discuss the findings. Professor Hanley Meyer, thank you for joining us on Breakfast with Refilwe. Very small percentage that was being looked at here, but I suppose critical insofar as people's psyche goes about COVID-19 vaccines.
Yes. Sorry, are you referring to the adverse events being reported, the percentage?
The 0.0007% of the adverse events, yes.
Yes, yes. You know why that percentage is so small? I mean, these figures are based on spontaneous reports. So it all depends on who would like to, or who want to, or who knows how to report. So compared to in a clinical trial, you would follow each and every patient or person who got a vaccine. So this is one of the disadvantages of spontaneous reporting. And that is why this webinar took place yesterday, is to create awareness amongst people on how to report and that they need to report.
Indeed. Well, there are 46 cases that remain under investigation, but 40 of them, just under half, had been examined and causality assessed. The finding was that no South African thus far, from those 40 at least, has been found to have died from the COVID-19 vaccine?
Yes, that is correct. That is correct. So amongst the 40 cases, six of them were unclassifiable. So in other words, there wasn't enough information available for us to complete the causality assessment for various reasons. And then amongst the 34 remaining cases, 13 of them died, unfortunately, of COVID-19. So they contracted COVID-19 shortly before vaccination, or maybe shortly after vaccination, before they could mount an adequate immune response. And then all the other cases died coincidentally of the vaccination. So that means they would have died regardless of whether they were vaccinated or not. And the majority of them were in the more elderly age group. And all of them actually suffered from other comorbid conditions. The vast majority, because there were also, I think, around two deaths amongst people who had, for example, cancer. But yes, the vast majority of them suffered from at least one, or I would say more than one, chronic conditions.
Is there anything that you found with respect to the timing after the COVID-19 vaccine was administered that was of any significance to your research?
It's difficult to say. We haven't really unpacked it like that. But, it all depends. So the ones who died of COVID-19, it would have been, within, say, 2 weeks, or depending on when they got infected. And some of the others, we encourage people to report at least within 30 days. If anything happens within 30 days of your vaccination, then we want people to report that. So most of the reports that we have received, if I just quickly look at it, some of them would be I would say not longer than 2 months, but the majority would be in less than a month, because right. we encourage reporting within the first, at least within the first month.
This kind of transparency is so important at this particular time, Professor. Yes. For those who are hesitant, for those who are also those who are just, I guess, just stubbornly anti, the suggestion that there is a conspiracy, that there's obfuscated data, that there's hidden information somewhere, rests quite strong in their arguments. And so to be able to come forward like this is really important. Will NYSEC and or SAPRA be making these kinds of updates regular?
Yes, yes. So people can now go to, I mean, this website is still in its infant shoes. So it's been launched, I think, about 2 weeks or so ago. So the information is updated on a weekly basis. And as we are now making progress, we will make more information available on the website. Like, for instance, other serious adverse events that we would come across. I mean, serious adverse events are very rare. But we will also make those, or maybe adverse events that we need to keep an eye on. So it wouldn't necessarily be caused by the vaccine, but it's something that you want to watch to see if there is a possible maybe link in future. And all of this is done to make sure that the vaccines are safe and to actually show people that they are safe. I mean, there's lots of data available globally. But, we need to inform people. And, it's something now out of the ordinary happening. We've always been doing this for the infant vaccines, but we've never published the data like we are doing now. So we are following what, other countries like the US and Australia and New Zealand, they all are doing it, making the data available for people to see. And that is what we are also trying to do, exactly. As you say, to be transparent.
Certainly. So, Professor, thank you very much for that and for our insight on it. Professor Hanley Meyer is the chairperson of the National Immunization Safety Expert Committee. If you would like to contribute to the spontaneous reporting, you can go to the Adverse Events Following Immunization site. It's AEFI-reporting.sapra.org.za, or just go NYSEC SAPRA website and you'll find a link.